The law's been on hold since earlier this year, after judges in two separate lawsuits ruled it was unconstitutional. The Attorney General has asked the state Supreme Court to restore the requirement for the November election. If that happens, State Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy says the agency will move quickly to get the word out.
We spent a lot of time preparing for photo ID. We've got our ads in the can, as you speak. We just have to get to the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and get the ads up and running. We've done a training program for our clerks. We've got voter information materials.
The law was in effect for elections in February before the court put it on hold. Kennedy says clerks have already received extensive training, and the resources are in place to help them deal with the requirement for voters to show a government-issued photo ID at the polls.
We are prepared to do that. Obviously, you don't just flip a switch, but we do have all the resources ready to go. We don't have to reinvent the wheel on that.
Absentee ballots are already being sent out to some voters for the November 6th election. Kennedy says that could create some extra hurdles for U.S.-based voters, although active-duty military and overseas voters are exempt from the ID requirement. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.